What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Fireside Giants. I'm your host, Anthony Rivardo, joined by my co-host, Alex Wilson. And the New York Giants need a wide receiver this offseason, but how will they get it? Well, according to ESPN's Jordan Rannon, they're definitely planning on adding some talent to this wide receiver room, and it might not just be through the draft. While taking a wide receiver with a 6th overall pick or sometime early in the NFL draft is totally a possibility for the Giants, Jordan Rannon seemed to indicate that maybe they could be looking to make a trade instead, make some sort of big splash like they did for Brian Burns for a wide receiver instead, maybe around the draft, maybe later than the draft. I think training camp would make sense. I have some thoughts and ideas on that one, but the Giants are looking for a wide receiver and they are intent on getting one this offseason, and we're excited to kind of talk about who that wide receiver could be and how they could obtain that premier talent. But before we dive into all that, make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the channel if you're new, ring the bell so you don't miss this episode, comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you're listening to Apple or Spotify, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review and go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, Alex, how are you doing today, my friend? And what are your thoughts on the Giants searching for a new WR1?
I'm doing pretty good. And look, right now, we all know the Giants could use that bona fide star pass catcher, whether it be via the draft, whether it be via trade. And we already know the Giants and Joe Shaner can be aggressive when it comes to trades. You know, we saw the Brian Burns deal came out of left field, and, you know, they addressed the pass rush position. They reallocate the money that they gained back from Saquon and Xavier McKinney leaving. They apply $30 million to Burns long term on a yearly basis. And, you know, it makes you think, could they do something similar, you know, in terms of acquiring a player that's bona fide, is a legitimate contributor at the NFL level, someone that has even more upside to grow? Could they do that at receiver? Now, we're going to talk about a guy I think a lot of you guys probably know and a lot of you guys will probably advocate for. But the Giants' 2024 draft in the first two rounds is going to tell us a lot about what their plans are going into training camp, going into this upcoming campaign, and where their weaknesses and strengths are. If they manage to land a quarterback in the first round, you know, let's assume they have to trade up to 4. Because, like, most likely, the Minnesota Vikings, one of those teams are going to try to leapfrog, you know, jump them, assuming the Chargers or the Cardinals want to move back. It's also possible they're like, we don't want to move back. We want to get Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers. Those guys are going to change everything for us. You know, give Kyler Murray his WR1 and give Justin Herbert his WR1. Or they say, you know what, it's too good to pass up on. You get 11, maybe draft a Brock Bowers, or maybe Odunze falls a couple spots, or you reinforce the offensive line, or, you know, maybe you go with like an Xavier Worthy at 23 and you still get your wide receiver prospect you think could be elite. A lot of people love Xavier Worthy. Obviously, was ridiculously fast at the combine. So, you know, if you're the Giants right now, you have options. There's alternatives. There's a lot can happen in the draft, and a lot of it's going to determine what the future of this team looks like. But Anthony, I know you have one interesting thought about if the Giants don't end up with a receiver in the draft. Obviously, we'd all be like, damn, like that kind of sucks. But this alternative would kind of make everyone a little bit happier. I think we would be okay if the Giants walked away with a quarterback and drafting a very good player from the 49ers, you guys are probably all very much aware of. But Anthony, what are your thoughts about that? Possibilities of the Giants making a, you know, trade to reinforce the receiver position with a young 26-year-old WR1 coming from a run-heavy scheme. He might be elite in the Giants offense that really wants to push the ball downfield and rely on the passing game.
Yeah, of course, the player that you're mentioning is Brandon Ayuk, a player that I've advocated for the Giants trading for since last offseason when the rumblings began with Brandon Ayuk. I've always been a big fan of his game. I think he's an exceptional route runner and a separator, which is exactly what the New York Giants need. They do need size in their wide receiver room, but more so than anything, in my opinion, the Giants need a guy who gets open on every single down, who runs good routes and separates against tight man coverage, and Brandon Ayuk fits that bill. He does all of those things. And for what it's worth, he is physical when he needs to be. He does make some contested grabs here and there. But really, what you're getting out of Brandon Ayuk, that's a guy who can line up on the line of scrimmage, in the slot, wherever, and just get open. And that's what the Giants need. They just need a guy who gets open. And, you know, they lost Saquon Barkley this offseason, which is a debatably big loss because of his age and his position, and I get all that stuff, but the reality of the situation is that the Giants no longer have a player on offense that defenses have to game plan for. They need to add something like that, whether it be from the quarterback position and they get a guy who is explosive and really talented really early on in his career and opposing defenses have to game plan for him. That would be fantastic, but usually you want at least one playmaker for a defense to game plan around. Otherwise, otherwise, you're probably going to have a pretty stale offense. Respectfully, Devin Singletary is not a guy that defenses are going to game plan for, neither is Darius Slayton. Those guys are really complementary playmakers. So the Giants do need an alpha dog, and we've been saying this for quite some time. Last offseason, we thought that they got their alpha dog by trading for Darren Waller. It didn't work out. However, that was only a third-round pick, low risk, high reward kind of move, and you know, maybe we didn't see those high rewards, but since it was low risk, I don't mind the deal anyway. But now going into this offseason, making a higher risk trade, you know, giving up a little bit more draft capital, maybe spending a little bit at the wide receiver spot on a contract, making a trade for Brandon Ayuk would be really interesting, and I think really exciting, and would be a great move for the Giants. But when would that happen? How would that happen? So there's a couple ways that it could happen, right? The Giants could maybe try to make a trade for Brandon Ayuk on draft night. If you guys remember AJ Brown, when he was traded from the Titans to the Philadelphia Eagles, that trade happened on draft night. I believe it was a first round pick swap, and then it was AJ Brown included in the deal, something like that. But that's a possibility that the Giants maybe are seeing how their draft board is falling. Maybe they do land a quarterback at number 6 overall, and they say, hey, on day 2, we want a wide receiver, but we have some other positions to address. Maybe we trade for a wide receiver, and then maybe they do end up trading for Brandon Ayuk on draft night. Totally possible. However, it's also very likely that if the Giants walk away from this draft with a quarterback, it's because they traded up. And if they do trade up, they're probably no longer going to have that second round pick, number 47 overall. And if that's the case, finding a wide receiver who's going to make an impact this season is that much more challenging. Because ideally, the Giants would land their quarterback at 6, then land their wide receiver at 47. That's how we want this thing to shape out. But that might not be possible if the Giants have to trade up. So then how do they get that wide receiver? How do they trade for Brandon Ayuk? I think that it could be a training camp trade, which is something I haven't really heard anybody mention yet as a possibility, but training camp trades happen pretty much every offseason, and a lot of them are blockbusters. We'll see big moves happen during the training camp and preseason period every single year. Giants fans may remember when Jeremy Shockey got shipped off to New Orleans during training camp many years ago. How about when the Dolphins traded away Laremy Tunsil in 2019, one of the best offensive tackles in football, again, because they couldn't afford to pay him. The 49ers are now looking at a situation where they have Ayuk on the franchise tag or on the last year of his contract, whatever it is, and they don't want to pay him. Maybe at training camp, they find a team who does want to pay him, and that's where the Giants could get involved, not sacrificing any of their assets from this year's draft, but maybe a 2025 second-round pick at training camp. So then you go through the season knowing you don't have that second-round pick at the end of the year, but hey, now you have that playmaker that defenses have to game plan for, which is really important. So, and a few other examples of training camp trades include when the Texans traded Jadeveon Clowney. That was a big blockbuster. How about when the Raiders traded Khalil Mack to the Bears? That was a huge blockbuster. Trade, even the Jamal Adams trade when he went over to the Seattle Seahawks. So there is precedence for this. Like, there's a long history of training camp trades happening. So for the Giants, what I'll say is, like, on draft night, a lot of fans might be upset. Okay, the Giants got a quarterback, but no wide receiver help. How do they get that wide receiver? I would say hold your breath until training camp, because I think that there could be a really good chance that the Giants continue to be aggressive through the offseason and maybe make a deal at training camp. So, Alex, what are your thoughts on that? Again, I think that's an idea that not a lot of people have discussed quite yet, you know, making a trade during training camp. So you're not sacrificing assets now, but assets much later down the road, but still getting that wide receiver for right now. So how do you feel about that idea? Do you think it's something that the Giants would entertain? And, you know, how do you think that the draft might shift their plans here in their pursuit for a wide receiver?
Well, let's talk about how it would work financially as well. Assuming the Giants draft a quarterback, because if you're not going to draft a receiver, you're probably going to have to acquire one via trade. You know, we're assuming the Giants are going to find a receiver at some point in the draft, but if they don't, we know that a trade is more likely. But right now, you know, why would a trade for Ayuk make sense? Well, looking at the Giants' financial situation next season, they have $34.3 million available. That is obviously including Daniel Jones under contract. It also includes Darren Waller under contract. We're assuming that Darren Waller is probably going to be cut either this offseason or next. If they do cut him next offseason, they can save $10.5 million, which is a substantial amount and pays for a nice chunk of a new contract. Daniel Jones, they can save a maximum of $30 million. So, you know, theoretically speaking, you cut Daniel Jones, Waller's off the team, you have about $40 million to spend. And Ayuk is going to cost you, I think you said before, maybe $25 million per season. He's a 26-year-old WR1 coming from a run-heavy scheme. He's a high-effort guy, ridiculous route runner, tremendous hands. He's played in a Super Bowl. That's the type of player you want to add to your team. You know, he's one of those guys that he's a leader. He leads by example. He's been to the biggest stage. He knows what it takes to win those types of games. And he's going to offer your young quarterback a very, very talented player to work with. And he has a pretty good health history as well. So, you know, looking at all those different variables, he's the quintessential trade candidate if you're the Giants. You know, just like Brian Burns, healthy, young, still more upside, and can help you win football games in the future. So if they don't end up with a receiver in the draft, Ayuk is the perfect target for them, and they will have over $60 million, and that's not even including restructuring Andrew Thomas's contract, which they may have to do this offseason, or Bobby Okereke, or Brian Burns, which they can open up some salary long-term if they needed to, but they don't even need to, because they'll be able to fit Brandon Ayuk under contract. So let's assume this. You have a rookie quarterback, you got your star left tackle, you have a star receiver, a star pass rusher, hopefully Kayvon Thibodeau develops into a second star pass rusher, Dexter Lawrence, you have a star cornerback in the making in Deontay Banks, hopefully, a star linebacker in Bobby Okereke, you know, you figure it out at running back, hopefully you can find a quality tight end in the draft, or maybe even a good player in free agency that can at least catch some passes. We love Wandale Robinson, he's going to be a huge piece of this offense moving forward. You have a lot of linchpin pieces on this team now. You know, if you get Brandon Ayuk in the quarterback situation figured out, you have a team that can win football games. You know, a pretty competitive one. Obviously, that's a perfect scenario, and a lot has to happen for those things to come to fruition. But we like the thought process there. You know, it does make sense logically, and the Giants have the financial freedom because of the rookie contract to make a big push for Brandon Ayuk. If Daniel Jones is under contract, guys, you're not making a push for Brandon Ayuk. You're drafting a quarterback. You're drafting a receiver, you know, in that context. But obviously, if you read the Jordan Ronan article that suggested the Giants are going to be making a notable push, you also read that the Giants building around Daniel Jones and his injury history and his contract doesn't make any sense. You know, it really, it's a huge gamble. It's a huge risk. We heard Brian Daboll say, Daniel Jones is our guy when he comes back from injury. We've heard Joe Shane say the expectation is that Daniel Jones is coming back to be our quarterback. But the truth is this, why would you take anything as fact before the draft? Have we not learned this lesson? Everything Brian Daboll and Joe Shane before the draft is considered a lie until proven otherwise. Just because they said something does not mean it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's just fact. It's a fact that you can't trust any GM or head coach before the draft. Why would they give you their draft plans? Why would they give you any hints into what they plan to do with the sixth overall pick, with any pick in the draft? It gives them no leverage, it does them no favors, and it only creates bad blood in the locker room, because now Daniel Jones is thinking to himself, well, damn, they just came out and said they're replacing me. You know, what am I even doing anymore? You don't want to do these things. It's not how you operate. It's not how Joe Shane operates. So if you're thinking, well, Joe Shane's telling us this, it's a load of crap. It's a load of crap, guys, straight up. So even if they don't draft the quarterback, they still wouldn't tell you that they're anything different than they are right now. Anthony, I imagine you believe the same thing in terms of just keeping things under wraps, not giving away any information, not losing any leverage. But the Giants financially are more than fine to get a new quarterback, reset that rookie window, and acquire Brandon Ayuk, even if it means sending a second-round pick from next year. I would do that in a hot second. Next year's draft class is going to be a lot worse than this one, at least, you know, but based on the preliminary thoughts, could be fine. But I do believe that this draft class has special receiver talent, so it would suck to move on. It would suck to not get a quarterback or not get a receiver, whatever it might be, vice versa, either or. But right now, I'm pretty confident we're walking away with a blue-chip receiver or walking away with a quarterback that's going to reset that rookie window and open up the opportunity for us to spend big money on a player like a 26-year-old Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I think it's one of two possible outcomes here for the Giants in this offseason. Either they are getting a new quarterback or they are getting a blue chip wide receiver. And that blue chip wide receiver is either a rookie or it's on the trade market. Like, those are the two options. The one way or another, the Giants will figure out one of those two positions. But ideally, and what we're discussing in this episode, is how they can figure out both of those problems in the same offseason. And to keep it fair, there are some Giants fans who feel like there is not a problem to be solved at quarterback, and that's totally fine. And in that regard, I will say, I think that even with Daniel Jones's contract, you can afford to pay for Brandon Ayuk, because the Giants, while they don't have a lot of cap space this offseason, even with the Jones contract on the books, they are projected to have a pretty significant amount of cap space next offseason, so they could still make the trade for Brandon Ayuk, give him an extension. very low cap hit in year one of the extension. They can bring his 2024 cap hit all the way down and then start to pay him in 2025 and beyond. But then you are talking about his cap hits being not $25 million a year, but you're talking probably, because you're backloading it, $27, $8, maybe even over $30 million per season by the end of that contract. So there is some risk involved with that, which again is to your point, Alex, why moving on from the Daniel Jones contract is so favorable. You open up a lot of money to spend elsewhere and you don't have to backload certain contracts. You can really just have a very clean financial record. But for the Giants, I just wanted to make the point, because there are some Daniel Jones truthers out there, and I do respect them, and some of them do view this channel. The Giants could afford to trade for Brandon Ayuk with the Daniel Jones contract on the books. It's just going to be more challenging. It's going to be very challenging. So that I just want to throw out there and keep in mind. But for the Giants, again, you want to walk away from this draft with a premier talent at both quarterback and wide receiver. And like I said, ideally that happens at 6, the quarterback, and at 47, the wide receiver. And listen, there are some really good wide receivers who will be available with the 47th overall pick. But it's whether or not the Giants keep that pick. You know, if they trade up, that pick is likely not going to be there. But I agree with you. I would be fine giving up some 2025 draft capital for a player like Brandon Ayuk. And another talking point is, while you would love to have the rookie wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk is the established, ready-made thing. Like, he is not a player who needs to develop. He is already a WR1 in this NFL, which is why there's so much value to trading maybe a second-round pick for him. I think that you could find tremendous value in that. But there is also the argument, Alex, of a rookie wide receiver on a rookie contract. You know, you made some really good points there about a rookie quarterback being on a contract. But how about a rookie wide receiver? You do get tremendous value out of a Malik Nabers going for 5 1,000-yard seasons before you ever have to pay him. That is also really valuable and opens things up for your team. So there is an argument to be made. Maybe I'm playing a little bit of devil's advocate here, but, you know, paying all that money to Brandon Ayuk, while I believe that it's worth it and I think that it's a good idea, you can make an argument that maybe the Giants should go for a rookie wide receiver instead and get cheap at that position. They're already pretty cheap at the position, not much invested into the wide receiver spot, but I think that there is a lot of value to be had from having a 1,000-yard receiver on a rookie contract. Alex, what are your thoughts on that? I know that's kind of like a contrarian opinion, again, playing a little bit of devil's advocate here, but, and you know, I agree with you that, you know, paying Brandon Ayuk would be totally fine and a good idea for the Giants, but how do you feel about the idea of having a rookie wide receiver on a rookie contract? Because we talk a lot about having the quarterbacks on those contracts, but I do think that there is some good value to be had of a 1,000-yard receiver on a rookie contract.
Well, ideally, you'd have both. Ideally, you'd have the quarterback right, and receiver on the rookie contract, which, you know, if the Giants manage to get a quarterback at 6th overall, you might be able to still get that value in the second round of a WR1 upside. You know, you love Xavier Leggett. Maybe he's there at 47. Maybe you even decide, you know what, screw it. Let's take our second round pick next year and trade up a couple spots and try to get Adonai Mitchell, try to get Ladd McConkey, try to get one of those top guys that could really change the course of your offense. You know, just a thought. Maybe the Giants say, well, you know what, let's draft the quarterback. If we land the quarterback at 6, let's trade our second round pick this year for Brandon Ayuk. You know, who knows? You can get really creative with a lot of ways the Giants can reinforce this team. But yes, like, you're right. Having a Jamar Chase, having a Malik Nabers, having a guy that's elite, Justin Jefferson on a rookie contract, it changes the course of everything. But if you have to choose receiver or quarterback, the top receiver is costing $25 million, and the top quarterback's costing $50 million. So I think we would both easily agree we'd rather have the quarterback on the rookie contract. And I think that's mostly what the Giants are thinking to themselves, but it's a little bit more risky. Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Odunze, and Malik Nabers, those three guys are going to be there between picks 4 and 6. The Giants have a chance to get one of those guys. The Giants do not have a chance to get Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and probably Drake May. I guess there is a chance that Drake May could be the QB4 in this draft class. We'll see what happens. There's been a lot of buzz about JJ McCarthy lately, like a just stupendous amount. I'm starting to like wonder if this is like the teams trying to fuel this agenda to try and like force other teams to do things, or maybe he just is that good in their eyes and they think that he can be that top three pick. You know, he can be one of the best quarterbacks in this draft class, which is also totally possible. I know a lot of people disagree. I have my concerns with it, but, you know, I'm not Joe Shane. I'm not a general manager, so they may say things that I don't. But at the end of the day, yeah, like, of course you'd love to have the rookie receiver on a rookie deal. In a perfect world, Anthony, in my opinion, you would land your quarterback at 6, you'd draft a receiver at 47, and you'd still acquire Brandon Ayuk anyway. You get maybe Xavier Leggett, your quarterback, and Ayuk, and then you just say, see ya, Isaiah Hodgins, or, you know, see ya, we'll trade you Darius Slayton, and you replace him with, you know, one of these guys that could be a WR1 upside in the second round and still get Ayuk, and maybe that's an opportunity.
Honestly, I think that's a great point. I hadn't really thought of that yet. Like, what stops the Giants from making both of these moves? What stops them? I mean, listen, because even if they add that wide receiver one upside player through the draft in the second round, again, he's still a rookie, needs time to develop, and that doesn't stop you from adding more playmakers. So what, you only want one playmaker? No, a good NFL offense has numerous playmakers across the board. You make a really good point there. Even if the Giants do end up drafting wide receiver 47, it shouldn't prevent them from, around training camp, if Brandon Ayuk is holding out for a contract, send that 2025 second round pick. Go get another wide receiver. Maybe you end up having an offense with two potential WR1s in it, like what we see in Cincinnati with the Bengals and like we see in San Francisco with the 49ers. But again, in San Francisco with the 49ers, that's also the argument that I was just making with wanting wide receivers on rookie contracts, because then they kind of develop. It's time to get paid. And if you have too many of those guys who are too good, you got to end up trading one of them. The 49ers went ahead. They already paid Deebo Samuel, so now they're having troubles paying Brandon Ayuk. That's what the situation is really even stemming from. But I do think you make a really great point there, Alex. Even if the Giants land a WR1 upside player in the draft, go ahead and get Brandon Ayuk anyway. Go make another trade. Add more playmakers to this offense. That is something that the Giants absolutely should be doing. But again, I think that's something at training camp. Giants fans might not want to wait that long. That is a long time away. We're talking like July. But July is a low-key, really hot time for NFL trades. We've seen a lot of training camp trades have major benefits to teams around the league over the past several years. I think that one with Khalil Mack to the Bears being the most notable of the most recent years. But even last year, there was not really a blockbuster, but Trey Lance getting traded during training camp was pretty notable. So it happens every year. A big trade does occur. Maybe this year the Giants get involved. We know Joe Shane loves to make trades. Trader Joe, he loves to wheel and deal, whether you're talking draft picks, players. He's just the biggest trader there is, arguably, at that GM spot in the NFL. So I think it'll be really interesting to see if they do decide to go through the trade market after the draft, but ideal scenario, dream world, Alex, I'm right there with you. The quarterback of their dreams falls into their laps at number 6. They take a playmaker at 47, and then screw it, you double down, you add another playmaker around training camp via trade. That would be perfect to me. So a good discussion here. I think that there's a lot of good points to take away from how the Giants could attack this offseason and really address those two biggest needs. Again, wide receiver is a huge need. They haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2018 with Odell Beckham Jr. OBJ has been on like 4 or 5 different teams since then, it feels like. So the Giants need to go ahead and get themselves a guy who has 1,000-yard receiving upside. And maybe Darren Waller comes back to the lineup and is healthy, and that helps as well. And then you have multiple playmakers for defense as a game plan for. But yeah, finding a WR1, very important, but of course we know having that quarterback position solved long term, that's the most important thing in this sport. So if the Giants can manage to achieve both of those things, find that QB and that WR, I think they're going to be sitting pretty and going to be in a good position for the 2024 season and beyond. So hopefully that all comes to fruition. We have 1 month until the 2024 NFL draft. We're really excited for it. We're going to be doing a live stream for it. We're going to be doing live streams leading up to it, more content about draft prospects, scenario breakdowns just like this one, and everything else in between right here on Fireside Giants. So make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed this episode. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. Ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. Comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you're listening to Apple or Spotify, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review and go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. But without further ado, we'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go Giants.